This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. And our guest today is Justin Colley, Director of Transportation for CHS, with an update on the current shipping crisis and how that impacts agriculture. Well, Justin, this is certainly the hot topic right now. With harvest wrapping up, some weather challenges here towards the end of the harvest for a lot of places, but the big issue, transportation, moving grain, moving fertilizer, getting inputs. What's the latest?
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me. Well, there's several things happening right now in transportation. The first we can talk about is in the barge freight market. We've had a lot of recent strong rains in the Midwest, and while these are really good for river drafts, meaning we can load more grain in these barges, the rains have impacted the harvest progress as you look at Illinois and Iowa, and really river barge loading has slowed down significantly. From a rail perspective, the railroads have overall performed quite well handling the harvest ramp up. Volumes are moving on the rail prior to harvest were quite low. So we were all a bit nervous about how the railroads have handled this really tremendous volume spike, but so far so good. The railroads have delivered. And then the ocean freight really is kind of an interesting one to talk about. These are some of the strongest ocean freight prices right now that we've seen in a long time. These higher shipping costs of shipping by sea are favoring shorter sea routes. So we've seen the Pacific Northwest be very, very competitive to destinations like East Asia compared to the longer shipping routes.
So the port congestion out on the West Coast, the container shortages, how are those impacting agriculture?
So there are impacts to agriculture, but it's not really directly impacting crops. The major crops we think of like wheat, corn, and beans, these are shipping through a different supply chain, more of a bulk supply chain. The commodities here that are impacted are those like nuts, fruits, cotton, feed products like DDGs and identity preserved products. These are the ones that are typically the most competitive in containers.
So with the delays plus the freight rates, for the near term, what should farmers thinking ahead already to next year, what should they keep in mind for the 2022 growing season?
So the farmers need to know that the supply chain is stressed right now. And as they think ahead about mechanical parts they need for their farming equipment, as well as other goods they might need that is sourced abroad, they'll need to keep in mind that lead times are longer. So the delivery of these goods will be extended and the costs are likely going to be higher. Shipping costs are very high right now. So this is forcing everyone who participates in the supply chain to review their inventory levels from a safety stock perspective.
So this is a fluid situation. Farmers need to stay in close contact with their supplier.
That's exactly right.
All right. Big issue, big challenge for agriculture as we look ahead to next year. That's Justin Colley, Director of Transportation for CHS. And that's Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of co-op ownership from CHS at cooperativeownership.com.